You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Other cool things that you can get out and do at the moment is go and see a whole bunch of art, because it is Art Week in Auckland right now. And we have got Ashley Taupaki in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Hey, it's so nice to have you up here. For people who aren't hugely familiar with your practice as an artist, we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, but you also do many other things. You are one of the curators at Window Gallery, which is the gallery located in the foyer of Auckland University's public library, general library space. You also collaborate on the Cross Crits initiative, which we will also talk about in a minute, because I think that's a really awesome thing. And you are currently studying towards your master's in fine arts at Auckland Uni at Elam. How are you going?
It's a bit busy. I mean, I'll be finishing masters next month, so that's one thing down.
This is the like big push kind of last bit. Yeah, fair enough. Well, you've been very busy because you have had this work on at Artspace Aotearoa up on Karangahape Road, and it is an incredibly beautiful show, the new artist show, which kind of collects together a whole bunch of people who are making really interesting work, kind of at the start of their careers as well. And you've got these incredible concrete sculptures in the space. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
I wanted to depict some mountains that were kind of like integral to my whānau and stuff. So my mountain is on the Kai Mai Ranges, but I also wanted to lead that onto the Coromandel Ranges, just to like not exclude them or anything, because they're all kind of like one entity. So yeah, I did that, and then I also carved like narratives and plants, bugs and stuff, and put it around the mountains so that you could see that they're all kind of made of the same material.
It is a really striking sort of space to walk into, because they're not huge. They're kind of at sort of knee height, a lot of them, and you kind of have to get down to have a proper look at them. What were you thinking about when you thought about using that scale and also that material of concrete as well, which is such a tactile kind of medium?
I've been using a lot of concrete recently, just because I don't feel like the authority to use stone sourced from the areas. I feel kind of weird and like kind of exploitative if I take things from the places that I'm depicting. So that's kind of my thinking there. And then the scale, they were supposed to be two scale, but if they were two scale, they'd be way shorter. So I kind of ended up making them kind of imagined bodies rather than what they actually look like.
Artistic license.
Yeah.
Definitely allowed to do that. And it is kind of really interesting to be involved in a big show like the New Artist Show, because everybody gets their own space to breathe as an artist, but you do kind of have these conversations with the other works that are going on in the space. What's it been like for you being part of that group show? Well, it's not a group show, but a collection of artists at Artspace at the moment.
Yeah. Well, they put me next to my best friend, Jasmine. So, I mean, I see the connection there. We both talk about Pacific Māori narratives in different mediums, though. She's a video artist and she makes tapa, and then here's my mountains next to her tapa making. So that was really, I don't know, very gentle works right next to each other. It made sense.
And you guys have worked together before, haven't you?
Yeah.
This is Jasmine Toya, for people who are Googling away frantically at home. You've made works together before. What is it about that friendship and that artistic relationship that's important for you?
We're actually from the same village in Samoa. So we met we found out in second year that we were from the same village, because we were talking about our beach and we thought, oh, this sounds very familiar.
I know that beach.
Yeah. We found out we were pretty much like relatives in our... Every generation has been best friends with each other, so I guess it just came naturally, and it's kind of fate that we met and that we make work together.
That's pretty magic, actually, to have that. And it kind of happened accidentally, but yeah, as you say, almost like it was meant to be a wee bit. And you have got this initiative called Cross Crits, which you and Jasmine and a bunch of other people are helming. Can you tell us a little bit about this and what it kind of does and who's involved with it?
Cross Crits, we came up with the idea because we knew that Tautai had done something similar in the past, where they've gotten universities to crit each other, like Pacific students from the different universities to crit each other. So we thought we'd kind of continue that on, but include other people, like people from the LGBT community, and then like Black, Indigenous, people of color. So we're just getting all these people together, getting them into like venues, getting them to know each other and quit each other. Yeah, workshops, all sorts of things. It was kind of a passion project that actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it kind of pop up on Instagram and I was like, oh, this is such a cool initiative. Why in your opinion is it important for people from those communities to be able to get together and talk about art with each other?
We feel more comfortable when we see people who look like us. So it's nicer to do that rather than be in uni and have all these other people who don't understand our art try to talk on it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really difficult to get our ideas across if people aren't from the same like background. So I think that's why we wanted it in the first place, to feel comfortable.
Yeah, totally. And if people want to come and visit the show at Art Space Aotearoa, how long is it running for?
It actually ends on the 17th.
So you got 2 days, folks. Yep. You better get in there ASAP. And one cool thing that they can do tonight as part of Art Week is a walking tour with you. What's going on there?
Oh, at 6 o'clock tonight, I'm meeting up at Art Space with about 20 people, but anyone can jump on. And then we'll just hit up Art Space, Room Gallery, and then end at Taotai, where they're going to have performances.
That's awesome. It's a really nice thing. COVID's kind of got completely in the way of everything this year, but one thing that has been really nice is Taotai Pacific Arts Trust has managed to get its own physical space, which is, if people are familiar with the building that Art Space is located in on K Road, it's taken over where Art Space used to be upstairs and Art Space has moved downstairs. And both of those things have kind of managed to happen in and around the lockdowns. But it's really awesome that there is this space for Taotai to have performance, to have exhibition. And what has been your experience of using that, exploring that kind of new gallery space and just visiting it as well? What's been your experience of that?
Oh, I really like it. I mean, I remember when it was Art Space, and I remember that Taotai was kind of like shoved into that little corner in the front. So it's nice that they have that space, and I've seen a few performances happen. We've held workshops there, and I don't know, it's a lot nicer that they have all that space to work with.
It's a pretty special thing. And it is going to be a special tour tonight, so I hope it goes well. Is it free?
Can people just join along?
Awesome. It's easy as. Well, Ashley, it's been such a pleasure to chat to you about your beautiful work that is on at Art Space Aotearoa at the moment and about the walking tour tonight. Thank you for coming in and speaking to us.
No, thank you for having me.
We'll see you soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.